and welcome to With This Book We Can. I'm Lynette.
And I'm Kerry.
We are teacher librarians passionate about literature and how to bring stories to life in the classroom.
So welcome to With This Book We Can, episode 2. But before we go on with the episode, we'd like to acknowledge the First Peoples of Australia as the first storytellers. Your stories and experiences are the heart of this country. And in particular, we acknowledge the Awabakal people, the traditional owners of the land on which we are recording today. So for our second episode, we chose a book called The Imagineer, written by Christopher Cheng and illustrated by Lucia Masiulo. Now, this was a nomination for the CBCA Book of the Year Notables list, and it's a very interesting book. So let me read you the blurb at the back so you get some idea of what the story is about. And it says, Penny is an Imagineer. In her minuscule apartment, she draws up plans, then gathers her tools, turning sketches and scribbles into rocket ships and submarines. But Penny likes to build so much that she's running out of space and things to build with. Then Penny visits Grandpa and discovers a whole new world of strange things to create with and one very important problem to solve. What did you think about this book, Lynette?
I liked that it was so open to interpretation for the children. I really liked that they could look at it and all the old things that were scattered throughout the story, although Penny put them together in one way, they could really start getting creative about how they might use some of those old tools and things to create something that might help someone in their family.
And it's a cross-generational story too. That's what I really like about it, because Penny starts off in her house and then when she goes to Grandpa's, she sees that perhaps Grandpa might need a little bit of help doing things around the house. And with Penny's imagineering mind, she starts to imagine and create and sketch things that can help her grandfather with his everyday life. So she doesn't want new things necessarily. She's looking at using the things that Grandpa already knows how to use and incorporating those into whatever the invention or machine that she creates at the end of the story that helps Grandpa.
Which is really good for history, but it's also really good for environmental awareness and the upcycling of things.
Exactly.
And that we don't need to dispose of old items, that they can have a new purpose. So I think I liked that aspect of it.
Yes, I think we're a throwaway society. So
terribly.
Yeah, for a story like this, I think it's lovely that they've got old irons and old butter churners and old prams and things like that that are in the story that you can see that have been put together by Penny to use to help Grandpa at the end of the story. So I really like that too. It's all about upcycling and not throwing stuff away.
So I found this book perfect for what I'm currently teaching with a year two group of children. And we're looking at museums and the value of keeping history alive by having artifacts from the past that we can go and look at and learn from what life was like. So I really liked using this book with year two. We're studying museums and the value of a museum in providing a glimpse into the past. The children that I'm teaching now have to look at what's in their world and what is here with us today that may not be around in 30 years' time, and they're going to place that in a museum of the future, and they're building that artifact in a Minecraft world. So we all entered the one world and they've spread out and they're creating their little artifact. And as well as looking at what a museum offers us, it's also developing a lot of collaboration skills, because got to be careful not to bump into one another as we build. So they've chosen this item, and it was really interesting that some of them chose things that I would not have thought of.
Mm.
For example, a water bottle. Someone came and said they wanted to build a water bottle because they felt that because it has such an environmental impact as well, they felt those plastic water bottles would be taken out of the market within 30 years.
Well, and some of them have already gone too, I think, because there was, I can't remember who it is that's already done it, but there is a group of people that have designed and developed a water bubble. So it's a bubble of water that's held within a skin that is environmentally friendly, and it's biodegradable. And all you do is you have this little water bubble and you just pop it in your mouth and you've got your water. So you don't actually need the plastic bottle to hold the water for you.
So the kids were probably correct, yet I wouldn't have thought that that would be something. So this is why I love this activity with children, because they'll see things and think of things differently. Someone else thought a skateboard might be not around in the future. So they've all built their little artifact within this Minecraft world, and we're calling the world a museum. And what we're going to do then, we're going to take a snapshot using the camera that's built into Minecraft, capture an image, export that image, and they're going to write a label that if they were putting this in a museum, what label would go with it. And there are some standards for museum labels. They need the title of the artifact, the creator, the date, a little blurb about it. And we're going to collate the image with their museum label and create an online book, an e-book. And the best tool I've found for that is an app called Book Creator. Makes a beautiful finished product. So when I was looking at this activity, and I've taught it before, but then the book came along, the Imagineer, and I couldn't believe how well they married up. And then when I flicked to the back of the Engineer, there was a list of images, but there was also tools for Imagineering, and it's exactly what our book will look like, the image, the label. So I was delighted when I saw this book, and I thought sometimes your lesson and the literature marry together so beautifully. But you were really impressed with the language within the book.
I was very impressed with the language because there are lots of words in there that people might think would be too hard for younger children to understand, but I think it's always good to try and stretch and challenge children to see if they actually can figure out the words themselves. Now, some of the words are obviously made up words like phantasmagorical and incredibilicious and stupendorific, just to name a few. There are other regular words in there that they've used to describe some of Penny's creations. But the other thing that I really like too is that at the end of the book where Penny has designed, developed and built her creation for Grandpa, a lot of the things are not labelled, or they are labelled but you can't actually understand the words that are there because it's just scribbles. So it gives the children then a chance to be able to label those with their own words so they can come up with their own creation of a phantasmagorical type word.
Gosh, I love those words. Couldn't spell them, but I love them.
No, they're brilliant, aren't they? I don't think I could spell them either. But the other thing I really liked about this, as I said before, because it was a cross-generational thing, I think you could use, especially with the older children, a design thinking model. So they could then get together and talk about where they see a need in society or in their local community, and then use the design thinking model of empathising, defining, ideating, then prototyping and testing. They might not be able to do all of that, but they could certainly get together and brainstorm some things that they think might help people in their community.
Oh, that STEM thinking is so embedded throughout this story.
And I like too that there's the STEAM in there, there's the A, the art, because they can then sketch and draw. It doesn't have to be a straight engineer thing. I know the Imagineer is a play on the engineer type thing, but I think I love the art that's in there because it just opens it up to a whole other world. And when they're sketching and drawing, it doesn't have to be precise. And I do think that it builds empathy within the students to be able to think about their community and to do something like Penny has done and do the whole sketching and drawing, but think of it as a cross-generational or something that's outside of their world to try and help somebody else to look outside of their own comfort zone and look outside of their own world.
Because it wasn't a need that Penny had.
No.
It was someone else's need that she was addressing. So often they look at what they need, and it is nice to look outside.
And I think that this design thinking model really promotes that within students. It promotes that empathising and thinking of people that are less fortunate than yourselves and trying to find something that could maybe help somebody else. They could get into groups of four and then they could draw and sketch and discuss how they're going to, what they will need and B, how they're going to put it together. And then they could use a presentation tool like maybe Prezi or Canva or PowerPoint or whatever it is that they feel comfortable with, or Sway, and then present their ideas to the class. So I think that would be a good exercise for them.
And I think when I looked at this book, there are a lot of engineering picture books out there currently. EngiBear is another one that I love. But I think with this one, as you went further and further into it, the history was so rich in it with the artifacts in the back. The science engineering part was so rich within it. The language, every time you sort of looked at it again, another KLA sort of popped up that you could deal with. So it's a beautiful book, and I think the children will really love exploring it.
I think they will too. I think it's a great book.
I've uploaded the lesson onto my blog, mrsbarkerstearoom.com, and I also have links to online museums which will complement the book and the unit of work.
And I'll also upload the design thinking principles and some of the language examples that we've spoken about in today's episode on my blog, which is thebooktree.co. So, thanks for listening.